Well, next, head injuries in rugby. More than a third of school rugby players say they'd play on in a game if they were concussed. Now, that's according to new research from UCC today. Jack Moore, a junior doctor at St Vincent's Hospital and a lead author of this UCC School of Medicine report, is with us now. Dr. Moore, why did you do this research?
Well, I suppose why I did this research, I had the opportunity to do a final year project, and I suppose I was kind of lost as to what I'd study. So I had a passion for rugby. I will say from the get-go that I'm an avid rugby fan. I've played it since I was 5 or 6 years old, through the club, then into the school system and back into the club game. So rugby's always been a passion of mine. I'm not here to discourage anyone from playing the sport or warn them away from rugby. I think rugby has huge benefits, both to physical well-being, mental health, develops your coordination. It's both rewarding and challenging. And I will say that I remember when, you know, I was in school, I got in trouble for saying I learned a lot more in rugby than I did in the classroom. So I did this study because, you know, growing up playing the game, I knew little to know if nothing about the long-term effects of rugby, but to be fair, you know, when I was in the rugby realm, I was well versed in concussion and the short-term effects, and I must commend all my coaches for that. And they always had the safety of us as players at the forefront of their mind. So I was given the opportunity to do a study, so I chose concussion. So I went into medicine. I started learning more about the effects of the repeated concussion, and I thought that I'd be interested in doing more research in this.
So it was very much part of your life. You approached 520 players from 17 clubs and 5 schools. You surveyed them. What did you find out?
Yeah, so, you know, I suppose a lot of data was gathered from this study. Just to commend all the clubs and schools that agreed to participate. I mean, they accepted me with open arms. I think there was a mutual respect. Mm. As a former player, that they were willing to have me on board. I suppose some of the highlights of the study included that 35.2% of school players stated they continue to play whilst knowingly concussed, and less so club players, which was around 15%.
Well, that 35% of school players saying that they'd continue to play on, how concerning is that?
Well, you know, it is a concerning statistic when taken alone as a single statistic. But if you look back at other studies that have been done in Ireland, this actually represents a vast, significant improvement from prior studies done in Ireland, where almost 75%, maybe a decade ago, said that they would continue.
But it's still 35%. Do we know why school players have this attitude?
Well, I mean, you could think about a myriad of different reasons, you know, pressure to perform, peer influence, immaturity. You know, we all know that the frontal lobe, that part of the brain that kind of develops as we get a bit older, and then also lack of education. Just to say pressure to perform may well be a factor, you know.
Does it reflect a culture maybe in schools rugby?
No, from my own personal experience, I wouldn't say that it's a culture. I think that there's a very positive culture in schools rugby about putting the safety and welfare of players at heart. I think that, you know, as I said, peer influence may be a factor, because in the study, players were given two hypothetical scenarios. First, if they were concussed, would they come off a game? And then their peers, what they think they would do in that situation. And they demonstrated that teammates thought that their peers would be less safe. So I think the peer influence may be...
Well, it's still 1 in 3 players will stay on the field. So how can it change?
Well, I suppose it can continue. As I said, it is an improvement, and it can continue to change by... Education would be up the top of my mind. I mean, knowledge is power. And I think that continually the IRFU and the World Rugby, the governing bodies of the sport, are doing amazing work at promoting a safer culture, and they're continuously educating players and disseminating the most up-to-date scientific evidence in this area.
And then 14% of club players said they'd stay on the field if they were concussed. Has that improved over the years?
Yes, that has, dramatically as well. So that was the studies that I was quoting there were both club and school players. So we'll say that we're definitely on the right path. And I suppose the return to play guidelines is something that should definitely be followed and continued.
Now, you were saying you played rugby yourself. You have a love for the game that drove you to do this research. Did you ever get concussed yourself?
I did, yeah, a number of times, four times throughout.
Did you come off on those four occasions yourself, or were you dragged off the field?
I did. Well, on one of the occasions stands out where I didn't even have the opportunity to come off myself because my coaches and other parents in the area realised themselves that I was concussed. So before I even had the opportunity to make a silly decision, they were there to pull me off. So I will say that's why I think that, you know, the role of parents, coaches and, you know, players themselves, you know, everybody has a role to play in promoting a safe and safe environment within rugby, because the biggest enemy to, you know, a bit of brain trauma is the second one in quick succession. You know, we know when the brain is hit, it's in a vulnerable state. So the brain is like a closed box. When it's struck, it bounces off that wall and it's more prone to damage. So I think that it's very important that we all work together to try and realise and become more aware of concussion.
Well, Dr. Jack Moore, thanks for joining us this morning. It's now coming up to 7:31.